lasagna. Rashi says, kafisi yosem mechazoka. I forced them that the children now should still support their father. So like this. If you tell me now that's not the halacha, then in the normal case, we say the matana takes place, and the father is called on, he has a right to collect stocker. The sons don't have to support him. That's why it's mashmir, Rabbi Yechanan, forced the children to support the father. But El Liyam, if you're going to tell me, Dina, if you tell me that's the halacha, like the Konis Usha, that you're supposed to say the matana is not chal completely, but rather than the chosim is still left over for the father to get fed from, is asinu boy, why do you have to force him to do it? So we're here at Smashma, so why we don't pass like this? That the din is that really the matana took place, and it's only here of Yechidin told him to feed him. Right, huh? Omer Rabbi Loi, boy says like this, V'yusha hishkinu, nushle menor takona, somebody wants to give away stocker to give money to the needy, to the poor people, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. You shouldn't give away at one time more than a fifth. So it's tarach lebrius, because even if you're going to give away more than a fifth, you'll become poor yourself, and you yourself have to go around begging for money. So you're not supposed to give away more than a fifth. Tanya nam yachvel learned this also. Hamavazvei, somebody gives away stocker, al yavazvei is yosim mechayim. You shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. Why? Shema yitzorach labrius. Maybe you'll need the people. In other words, you become poor yourself then, and you yourself will have to go around to collect stocker. So therefore, it's not about to give away so much. So Tanya says, the mitzvah in the forest, Yerushalmi, that shepam rishayna yachol avazvei chaimish. The first time he gives, he could give away one-fifth. That's the way you should do it. The first time, give a fifth of all your money. Then every year from then on, the income you make, the profit you make throughout the year, you should give one-fifth of that for tzedakah. It happened one person wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property. And his friend did not let him. Or Mani, who was his chaver? Rabbi Yeshevov. The Yarmulon son said Rabbi Yeshevov. It was a Yeshevov that wanted to give away more than a fifth. For Lehinichu chaver, Yamani, his friend did not let him, and who was his friend? Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rav Nachman, Vitein Rav Acher by Yaakov, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? That you should not give away more than a fifth? The pasuk says, V'chol asher titen li asar asren l'chor. Yaakov Avinu said, whatever you give me, whatever Hashem gives me, I'll give away a tenth. So it says Lashon of Asar Asrenu, like a double tenth, which means a fifth. The Rashi says, Asar Asrenu, Shnei Yisurim, like two tenths, Hevel Luchaymish. That's like saying, I'll give away a fifth. Fred Gemara, Dami Yisura Basra, the Yisura Kama. It's not like the second tenth or the first tenth. So Rashi says, the Chishakles Lekama, when you take off first one tenth, partial test, you only left with 9 tenths left. The Chihodra, madless from yesterday, you take a tenth out of the 9 tenths, Lav Ki Kamas, not as great as the first tenth. The Enkan Chemish Bishneim, you don't really have a fifth between both of them. In other words, the passage is Mashma, I'll take off a tenth first, and then I'll take off a second tenth. So that's not called one fifth. It's a little bit different. It's only 1 tenth first, and then 1 tenth from 9 tenths. So the Marvel Adomi Yisur Basul Yisur Kama. So Rav Ashi says Asrenu Labasro Kikama. Henachnami. As Rashi Asrenu Midloit Siv Asar Asar Lachorachikama. Asrenu Kirishan. Henachnami. The second tenth will be the same way the first tenth is. That my Sashani Yer Kirishan. In other words, I'll give 1/5. That's what Yaakov Avinu meant to say. Not Mamish 2, 1/10, then 1/10 of that, but as if to say, I'll give off 1/5 right away. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Ushmuas Halolu Mismatos Velechus.
Like these halachas that Jebeloi is saying over the name of Rav Yishia, each one is saying over from less and less names. Like Rashi says, the first one, Jebeloi said over in the name of Rish Lakish, which is Mehuda of Rav Chanina. The second one, he said over, Jebeloi said over in the name of Rish Lakish. And Shlishi says, Jebeloi Yiluchuda, he's the one saying it by himself.
V'simnecho ketanim kisvu. Ketanim wrote it. Uvizvizu. The word Amar Reb Yitzchok. Yitzchok said like this. V'yushes kinu nushle meyat akorna. Shiyayodo mizgalgu limbonov ad shtey mesvishona. The person has to take care of his son till he's 12 years old. Shrashi migalgu lima means in misarav melilmoid. If your son doesn't want to learn, as you goggle in my benachas with varm rakim, if your son doesn't want to learn, still be nice to him, don't force him like. Until he's 12 years old, you have to have patience with him and go easy on him. Mikan bielach, once he becomes 12 years old, then you're with him alachayev. Rashi says, then you have to start forcing your son to learn. Over chayselachim, and don't feed him if he doesn't want to learn anymore. Then you have to force him. For the Gemara, it's not like this. The Yomalei Rav L'Rav Shmuel Bashelis. Rav said to Shmuel Bashelis that Botzer Mi Bashesh, when you have a son less than 6 years old, Loi Tekabel, don't bring him into the Cheder. Bashish, when he's 6 years old, Kibel, bring him into Cheder to learn. Tesofel Le Ketura, and you should stuff him up like an ox. In other words, let him learn a lot of Torah, force him to learn. Here it's Mashma, once he's 6 years old, you should start forcing him to learn. And he's telling me until he's 12 years old not to force him. So my answer is, in Safale Keturah, true. Havada, when he's 6 years old, start learning with him a lot of Torah. Stuff him up like an ox. Miyu, ain't a Yeredim Olechayev. But if he rebels, if he doesn't want to, you don't force him. Ad Liacha Shtei Masre Shon, until he comes 12 years old. Once he's 12 years old, then you have to force him to learn. But if the son learns on his own, Avad, you have to feed him as much as possible when he's 6 years old. From then onwards. The boy says, another parent says, Lakasha, Hola Mikro Hola Mishnah. One is for Mikro, when he's 6 years old, you start teaching him Chumash. Hola Mishnah, the teacher Mishnah is when he's first 12 years old. The Yomar Abaya, Omer Liyeh, my mother told me, Bar Shish Le Mikro. When a kid is 6 years old, then you should start teaching him Chumash. Bar Esa Le Mishnah, when he's 10 years old, start teaching him Mishnayis. But later, when he's 13, Latanisa, that's when he starts the fasting. Mi'es li'es. She starts fasting the whole time. But Tinoikis, Ba'at Teresa.
When they're 12 years old. And really, Rashi explains, that's what it says here, that a Tinoik is when he's 13. Rashi says, but 2 years before that, there's the mitzvah chinuch to start to make them fast l'shois, at least part of the day. Rashi also explains, that's what it says when they're 13 here, or when they're 12, it doesn't mean really when they're bar mitzvah ready or bas mitzvah. Because them shita they have to fast the whole day. But it means to say the year before that, like from 12 to 13, or from 11 to 12, that last year, even that year Rashi learns midrabbonin, they still have to be mashlam though, tainis, meyes, liyes. Yeah, now the Gemara says weiter, Omar Abaye said that Omar Liyem, his mother told him, Hi Bar Shish, if you have a 6-year-old boy, the Tarki Le Akrovo, the Yoima de Mishlam Shis, if he got bit by a snake on the day he finished his 6-year-old.
Well, if a snake bit him, the Yoima de Mishlam Shis, on the day when he became 6 years old, on his birthday, Lechaya, Rashi El Im Loibrafuat Baduka, he won't live unless you give him a good medicine. Mayasu, so what's the good medicine? Mirurosa, the Dada, Rashi, Mara Shaldaya, Shakur and Vesh. You have to take the Mara, the gallbladder, rather this bird, the Daya. Chiyur, the white one. Veshichra, it has to be with beer. Nishvaya, let him rub it on him. Veshkaya, let him drink it. That's the refuah to give him. Vaitahar Bar Shesha. If you have a boy 6 years old, the Torah lays the Bura. Har Bar Shasa, a kid 1 year old. The Torah lays the Bura for a hornet, a bee stung him. The Yoima de Mishlam Shasa, when he's 1 year old, Lechai also is not going to live unless you do the special medicine. Ma'i Susa, what's the medicine? Atzaso de Dekula, take the heart of the palm tree. The Ma'i in water, Nishvayo, rub it on him, for Nishkayo, let him drink it. Omar Rav Ketino, call a Machnus Espinoi, Pochos mi Ben Sheish, whoever brings his son like into Chayt to start learning when he's less than 6 years old, Pochos Ben Sheish, Rotsachra of Yena Magia. So Rashi learns Rotsachra of Lihav Roysoi Lach Yoysoi. You're going to have to, make him healthy. Vein Magia Mesukin Olamas Mirav Cholshoi. It's no good to make him learn, bring him into the yeshiva before he's 6 years old. But to put too much strain upon him, he'll be very weak then. And he could tell me some say no. It means chaveru rotsan achraveinu magino. I said the opposite. Shrash liyos pichin b'torah k'moisloi. Your son will stand us to be so great that other people try and run after him and they won't reach him. But so be tremendous. V'tavayu isnayu, and the both is true. Cholish v'gomir. V'tavayu isnayu, cholish v'gomir. And both things are true. He's going to be very weak, but a gomir is going to learn also. And he boys him another territory. I'll tell you how the kochish. Hodabori. One is where he's weak, then you shouldn't bring him in. Where he's healthy, Hodabori, when he's healthy, then you could bring him in, then it's a good thing to do it. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun omer aleph. You're in the bottom, three quarters down. Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. If the Yusha skinu, the Anusha, another takona they made over there was that Ho'isha Shemochra B'nichsei Miluk. An Isha that sells from Ho'nichsei Miluk. Nichsei Miluk means the property that she owns. Let's say she yashin from her mother, from her father. She has her own property that belongs to the wife. And when she gets married, the halacha is that the husband is allowed to use the peiros. He's allowed to plant the field and eat the fruits that grow out of it. The peiros belong to the husband. But the keren, the actual property itself, belongs to her. So now the isha shemachra b'nichsei milug. The isha that sells her nichsei milug. B'chayei baila, when her husband is still alive. Even though the kol zaman she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peiros from it. But still she has a right to sell it though. She owns her property, it's property that she brought in, that belongs to her. Halacha is now umeisa, and later when she dies, if she dies first, if the wife dies first, halacha is habal moitzi miyad halakuchas. The husband has a right to take it away from the ones that bought it off his wife. Again, his wife, when they were alive, she sold her nechasim that belonged to her to somebody else, to Reuven. Now when she dies, the husband has a right to take it away from Reuven. Why? Now that's the tekona. So Rashi says, Teshavya Rabbonin kolakeach vulakeach rishon. Mid Rabbonin gave her husband a right as if he bought the property off his wife, and he's the first buyer. So therefore, together, like when you get married to your wife, there's such an inyan that the husband yarshins his wife. Any nechasim that she owns, when she dies, it goes over to the husband. So this is a takana nusha that when she first got married, she owned property. So at the time when they're alive, she's the owner of it. But if she goes out and sells it, when she dies, the rabbanim made it as if he bought it off her first. Therefore, he has the right to take it away from these people that bought it now. Because as if to say, like, when she dies, the din is that the husband yashins his wife. So the Rabbanim made it that la'acha misa, when she dies, it's as if the husband has it from the beginning of the chasna, from the beginning. As if, like, he bought it off her first. See, even though Kozuman, she's alive, she has a right to sell it, and the people that buy it could use it, but once she dies, then the husband gets it back. That was a takana they made in Usha. Tzemura says, Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef v'Rabbi Avua. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef found Rav Avua that v'koyi v'yuluchson of Yusha. He was in Uchson Rashi Asifus B'nei Yodim. There was a meeting, a lot of people together in Usha. Omalei. So Rav Yitzchak said like this, Man Moro de Shmait of Yusha. Who is the one that said over these halachas in Usha? Who is the Moro, means the master of these learnings in Usha? All my life they said back, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. It was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, he was the one that made these takonis, he was the one, he was the Mora. Rashtoni Mineid, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mora Hevei, he was like the Russian Usha, he was the one that made these takonis. Is Toni Mineid, Aboin Zimna, he chazli learned it over 40 times, this idea that to know who is the Baal HaShemua, who was the one that said over these lochas in Usha? It was Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. He chazed it over 40 times. V'domi lei was to him like command the machto lei bekista, like an expression as if you have it in his pocket. Now, after chazling it 40 times, that's called now he knows it clearly. He has it in his pocket. Now we'll always remember who was the one that learned the lochas in Usha. Dashin Psukim now, Pasuk and Tilim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat. Oise Tzedakah B'choleis. Ashrei, worthy is the person that watches Mishpat, judgment. Oise Tzedakah B'choleis at all times. He's always doing Tzedakah. For at the Gemara of the Chiev, Shalasoi Tzedakah B'choleis, is it possible for a person to be doing Tzedakah at all times? 24 hours a day, could you always be doing Tzedakah? What does it mean B'choleis? He's doing Tzedakah. So Mar says, Dor Shur Rabbi Seinu Shabiyavna. Our Rabbi Seinu Yavna made a drush like this, for Yamrulon, some say, Rabbi Eliezer. That what does the Pasuk mean? Ze Hazan Bono Vubnoisov Shem Ketanim. A person that supports his children when they're young, that's like Mr. Tzedakah. So Tomid, you're always doing Chesed with them, Tzedakah with them. Rashi says, Shetomid Yoyim V'layla Hein Olav. You're supporting them day and night. Vit Tzedakah really is called like Tzedakah. Shein Chiyuv Olav V'hem. Like we had the Gemara before yesterday. There's no Chiyuv Midiraisa for father to support his children. It's only after Din Tzedakah, but of Avada, you're supposed to do it though. So Midas Achzorius if you don't do it. By call upon there is a mitzvah, and if you could afford it, doesn't even forces you we had yesterday to support your children. By call upon him, it's called Tzedakah. So that's called Eisat Tzedakah B'choleis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Zeh HaMagadol Yosem V'Yosem V'Tech V'Esei. If somebody raises an orphan, a girl or a boy, you raise them in your house, that's called you doing Tzedakah B'choleis. Umasin, and you marry them off also. That's also called Tzedakah B'choleis. Right, and the Pasuk says, Hoin V'Yosem V'Esei. You have a lot of money in your house, V'Tzedkosoy Emedes Lad. But it's Tzedakah you're doing will stay for you forever. Is Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. Chadama one says, Ze haloime Torah malamdo. That vitzidkosu emedes lad means somebody that learns Torah, and also he teaches it to others. So Rashi says, miskayemes boy, harehein v'yoshe, hoin v'yoshe bebeisai. The fact you learn Torah and you know Torah, that's called you have a lot of riches in your house. Vitzidkosu emedes lad, al shetorach lalamed latamidim. The fact you teach it over to Talmidim, that's called Vitzidkosu emedes lad. The Chadam, another man Yama says, somebody that writes Svarim, he writes Torah in Avim Ksuvim, or else his man is there like you buy Svarim, and you lent it out to other people to use. That's called Vitzidkosoi Oymedes Lad. This Tzedakah you're doing that you have Svarim and you let other people use it. So Rashi says, Zeh Kosev, has Svarim Kayomim Loi, Sheinim Kolim. You'll always have these Svarim, they don't get ruined so fast. That means people that lend it out to other people. Then the Pasuk, another Pasuk Tehillim says, Orei Bonim Levanecha. When you see grandchildren like Shalom Al Yisrael, that's going to cause there'll be Shalom Al Yisrael. What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kivon She Bonim Levanecha, when you see that your sons, have grandchildren, is Shalom Al Yisrael. You can have Shalom, what does that mean? The Lo Yosta De Chalitza. The Yibam, you see that Chot, your son, won't have to call me De Chalitza De Yibam. In other words, that they have children, there won't be a Pasha of Chalitza and Yibam by them. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Kivon Shebonim Levanecho, when your sons have sons, Shalom al Daina Yisrael, to be Shalom on the Dayanim, the judges in Kla Yisrael. To Lo Yosel and Tzuya, there won't be big Machlekesin. So Rashi learns, Mi Korav Akkordin Ben Achlo. If a person doesn't have a son, so when he's going to die, it's going to be a problem. Who's going to yashin him? Who's the closest relative? His brother, his uncle, this, that? But if you have children, sons, we know for sure who yashins them. So kids, if there'll be sons, there won't be fighting by Bezdin. That's called Shalom al Yisrael. There'll be Shalom peace. The Ger Tuchas Nachlo, who yashins the father. Then Zem Midrash Doresh Rab Loza Lefnechachovim. We had this in the Mishnah, and that was the drasha that he said, Rabbi Lozda ben Azariah, that what, that Habonim Yishu, for Yabonis Yizoinu, that the sons Yashin and the daughters get fed, and both of them is only Liacha Misasav. But calls them on the father's alive, he doesn't have a chiyah to support his daughter, her sons. Mar says, Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Kaimed Rabbi